Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, early visit today. Up and at him, Mike.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, my friend. Good morning to you.
State of the state last night, your react?
Well, it's going to surprise you. The most important thing about last night, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm always here.
The most important, okay. Yeah, yes, you are. You are always there. The most important thing about last night wasn't something the governor said. It was something she did. And this is going to sound funny, but the fact that she talked to us without her mask, and let me go down this road now because it's not going to be what you think. I think was a first gesture, whether it was intended or not, I don't know. But moving us from this control and fear mode to a trust, truth, and hope inspired mode, that doesn't mean masks aren't important. They are important, especially for those that are vulnerable, and especially for us who are around the people who are vulnerable. But the fact that she took her mask off so we could see her face, that's how humans actually communicate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just listening, it's actually looking. I think it was probably unintended, but I think it was a marvelous, and I'm going to give her credit. I'm going to give credit where credit's deserved. And if this can be the first gesture, the first domino to work, move us out of this fear and control mode to a trust and truth and hope mode, then I'm all in.
Well, the theme is let's all get along. I don't know about that. You have a better handle on that than anybody around here.
Well, it's hard to dance when you don't have a dance partner. And if you're dancing alone, you look silly. And you know what I'm talking about.
You and I
dancing alone would look really silly.
You have said that many times, yeah.
Yep. And, if she's serious about engaging and endeavoring to listen to other ideas and input, focusing on the definition of a problem versus just starting with a solution, and then working together to get better solutions, then I'm all in. But if we're going to continue in the mode of unilateral decision-making, then I'm not in, and I will continue to advocate for the opposite, which is, in my mind, what I advocate for is precisely how our country was founded on, how our constitutions require us to act, and so there's plenty of things that she said in her speech last night that we can find if we endeavor to do so, we can find ways to land on a common solution. But for that to happen, it has to be two parties, and up for the last year or longer, there's only been one party.
Yeah, with this new variant, Mike, I just saw a report from the University of Michigan. They're asking all students to lock themselves in until February 7th. I mean, there's a lot of concern for this new variant that could damage what's been accomplished with the numbers coming down.
Greg, there are more viruses in our world than there are stars in the universe. And we've lived with them as human beings for a long time. And some of them are more serious, more dangerous, more infectious, and more insidious than others.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned that now with COVID-19. And these variants are natural reactions to viruses. That's how they actually survive. Yeah, but we are created marvelously and wonderfully, and given a chance, humans will develop certain levels of immunity. Vaccines, actually, I call them therapeutics because they don't prevent you from getting the virus; they just help reduce the symptoms, which is a very good thing. It's not a bad thing. Coupled with you take the vaccines, and then the way we're created to kind of globally and broadly develop immunity, which, again, another word or another phrase that people are going to be upset about, but that's how you develop herd immunity. And that's how the human race has survived for centuries and centuries and eons. So we should respect the fact that this happens. We should not ignore the fact that it happens. We should take the precautions necessary to mitigate it, but we should not live in fear.
the governor has a back to work plan. Senate Republicans have a back to work plan. Where do we go from here? Is it something we can merge together, Mike?
I sure hope so. I'm going to sound like a broken record. A conversation requires two people, two entities, two sides. And I'm the one that has always been asking when we do meet or do talk via technology, when can we get together and talk in detail? And so far that hasn't been accepted. And I understand there's a level of distrust. But the only way to bridge the level of distrust is to actually try. And but that has to requires two parties, and requires two parties to honestly endeavor to do so. And so far, I'm just saying, from my perspective, there hasn't been a second party.
Who distrusts who, or is it both sides?
Well, I believe that it's a matter of what you're trying to accomplish. And for me, I'm just a simple-minded old manufacturing engineering guy. I just want to solve problems. For others, what they want to do is make political points. And having those two as goals sometimes doesn't work very well. And so I think there's a metaphor there for you to conjure a bit.
Well, there's a lot of political points up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the political points, for instance, the motion we made yesterday to reject a number of appointees, that was a admittedly purposeful political point and a signal to say, listen, we are obligated by our Constitution, by the folks that elected us, to work together. When we work together, these kinds of things are necessary. But until we work together, they are.
I know there's also the threat to sit on funding for schools. What's the purpose behind that?
I don't know what you're talking about there, Craig.
Oh, isn't the House threatening some school funding?
They may be saber rattling and threatening, holding back certain types of school funding.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that, you know, again, for political reasons, to bring people to the table, they're not going to, I don't believe, I don't know for sure, I'm not going to speak for them, but I don't believe their intent is to leave kids and students and parents, you know, standing at the curb. I think it's a gesture, it's a political gesture, saying, listen, let's get together, let's identify the problem, define the problem, go through a bunch of different options on solutions, and then let's land on one and go for it. But right now, so far, we haven't had that opportunity. I know I'm sounding like a bit of a broken record.
Some parents, I guess, and coaches will be up in Lansing today meeting with some lawmakers about getting back on the playing field. Can you address that, Mike?
Well, I'll address it by telling you a story. This past weekend, I had a grandson playing in a basketball tournament, but I had to go to the free land of Indiana to watch him play because he couldn't do it in Michigan. Now, it's really fascinating to me that this virus must act differently when you go across that border one way or the other. But we went down there, and people were happy. Many people were wearing masks, people getting exercise. People were enjoying each other. There wasn't a lot of fear in people's eyes. And then we did this, Greg. There were 11 of us, and we went out to eat. It's quite an experience. You should try it sometime.
I guess the opposition would say, Mike, Michigan, U of M shut down now for 3 weeks. Michigan State has been shut down for 3 weeks. They're trying to get back tonight. Even in the Big Ten,
mm-hmm.
they're having a hell of a time putting a schedule together. How are the high schools going to be able to do it with, you know, a lack of testing?
Well, I think there's a chance that we can help mitigate that problem of lack of testing. We already have proof that age group, they have the ability to adopt and embrace you know, if they happen to get infected better than others, that doesn't mean they don't. Some of them won't get sick. But when that happens, you make decisions locally, granularly, and then you wait until it's safe to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, but you just don't stop doing everything out of fear. You stop when it's necessary out of being informed. And that's the difference.
So what are the next steps, Mike, of you and the governor and Wentworth and the old gang getting together?
Doing exactly as you just said, getting together, practicing as much or more listening than talking, and accepting the fact that we'll have differences of opinion. But we shouldn't have a difference of opinion on defining problems. We may, in fact, have differences of opinion on defining solutions. But we shouldn't have much difference of opinion if we're actually talking with each other and listening to each other and defining problems. And that's what's next. That's what needs to happen. I've been asking for it, you know, for months and months. And I'm hoping that she's sincere about it, because if she is, we'll roll her sleeves up.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. Follow up to the State of the State address last night. Mike, as always, appreciate the visit.
Thank you, Greg. Have a great day, sir.
Take care.